Thank you. I appreciate the invitation to speak about our work. This is a multi-agency, multi-state research project led by Dr. Heping Zhu at the USDA ARS Application Research Technology Unit in Wooster, Ohio. In addition to USDA scientists, faculty at Oregon State University, The Ohio State University, and the University of Tennessee are involved in this research. The basic objective of this research is to use technology or intelligent spray systems to increase application efficiency and reduce non-target losses. In Oregon, we've had the opportunity to work with two prototypes using intelligent spray systems. This first prototype, we actually retrofitted an existing sprayer. This is a GK TR4 over the tree row hydraulic boom sprayer. It has a 30-foot boom with 6 drop-down nozzle bays. Half of it was retrofitted with the intelligent spray systems technology. In this case, we used ultrasonic sensors that were on half of the sprayer. And so we did side-by-side trials using this sprayer. The ultrasonic sensors detect the height, width, and size of the plants as the sprayer is moving down the tree row. And that information is sent to a microcontroller box, which then analyzes the information and sends signals to solenoids to adjust the volume of spray coming out of the individual spray nozzles. More or less, if there is a target, it will be spraying, but if there's no target, the nozzles will shut off as the sprayer goes down the row. To evaluate the sprayer, we looked at efficacy against insects and diseases. And we did our work in a commercial shade tree nursery in Boring, Oregon. And we looked at powdery mildew on Crimson King Norway maples. In this particular trial, there were 3 fungicide applications, and we compared the conventional side to the intelligent side of the sprayer. On the conventional side, 75 gallons per acre were applied, and on the intelligent side, 30 gallons per acre were applied. We used a visual rating system to assess the percentage of powdery mildew on 5 new fully expanded leaves on the maples. And you can see in the pictures there, the top 2 pictures show 0. Below, that's 1 to 25%. Again, the upper pictures show 26 to 50%, and the lower row above 50%. And we can really see this in the nurseries, and this is not the type of plant people want to buy generally, so they have fairly low tolerance for powdery mildew. We also looked at aphids on red oak, and in that case, there was 1 insecticide application comparing the conventional and intelligent spray system sites. And 40 gallons per acre were applied on the conventional side and 20 gallons per acre on the intelligent sprayer side. We had 2 aphids in this case. One was Mysocallis walshii and the other was dusky-winged oak aphid, Mysocallis gravenowski. In both the trial with the aphids and the trial with the powdery mildew, we saw no significant difference in efficacy while obtaining fairly significant reductions in the volume of pesticides applied. More recently, we have worked with another prototype, and in this case, it's an air-assisted spray system using a laser scanning system. It was built on a hardy base, and it has a tower configuration. It has 4 5-fingered nozzle systems on either side, giving us 40 individually operated nozzles on the sprayer. There are 5 of these prototypes that have been developed. There's 1 in Oregon, 1 in Tennessee, and 3 up in Ohio. Inside the cab of the sprayer is an embedded PC with a touch screen, and the touch screen allows the operator to see the vehicle speed, which is measured with a non-contact Doppler sensor, the volume sprayed, the spray width, and also to see each of the nozzles that are active as they're going down the row. It also allows the operator to change certain parameters as needed for that individual application. There's a microcontroller box that is outside of the cab, alongside right underneath the tank there, and that has all solid-state wiring on that one. This is a shot of the laser, the orange kind of ring down below there. It's kind of diminutive in size, but it's really the most powerful aspect in many ways of this project. It has a 270-degree radial ability to sense, and now 30 meters on either side of the sprayer. And just above that, that other orange unit that you see there is a fan that helps to blow any sort of accumulated dust or dirt off of the laser so that it isn't reduced in efficacy as we go down the rows. This is the type of information generated by the sensor and the algorithms as the unit is moving down the row. So you can see there's quite a bit of information. In addition to what the ultrasonic sensors did with the size and width and height, the density of the canopy can also be assessed with the laser sensor. And again, the solid state system, it seems to be very rigorous in the field, not a lot of problems with it, but it's all color-coded for ease of maintenance out in the field. This is a shot of the multi-channel system. Again, there are 40 individually operated nozzles, so you have 40 of everything, sort of the tubes going out to these, and again, color-coded for ease of maintenance. As I mentioned, it was an air assist. This is a shot of the fan. That pressure that this system is run at is about 35 to 45 PSI. And when these are the five-fingered nozzle systems there, the velocity where the fluid is atomized is about 150 miles per hour. And almost everything on the sprayer is pretty much off the shelf. We hope that will help with later adoption and commercialization of this type of sprayer out there. But it's best seen in action. I'm going to see how I can, I'm not sure how to, there we go. So this is video from Worcester at the USDA pots, which were designed to have various architecture so that you could really see what's going on with the nozzles firing out there. And when there is a target, it's spraying. When we're in between, those nozzles should shut off. Higher nozzles will go where we have higher activity, and on these lower plants at the end, you'll see most of those upper nozzles stop firing. In addition to that, we also have, oops, I'm going to go back on here, see if I can get my mouse. There it is. So there's also a pulsing system with this sprayer, and that allows, again, reduction in the overall volume applied, whereas we still get very good coverage and deposition, in fact, more uniform than most conventional sprayers that we've compared it to. Looking at overall non-target losses, comparing the intelligent spray systems, the laser-guided systems, to conventional sprayers, we've seen a reduced spray loss on the ground by 68 to 93%, and a reduced spray loss beyond the tree canopies by 40 to 87%. Again, we looked at efficacy with this sprayer in our trials in, again, commercial shade tree nurseries and boring. We looked at Pacific Coast pear rust on ornamental pears. We looked at honey locust pod gall midge, which is a tiny little midge that galls the leaflets of honey locust trees. And we, again, looked at powdery mildew on red maple. This is a shot of our summer intern, Adriana, out in the field, as well as our technician, Derek Wells. And nurseries are really challenging to find plots that look alike or give you what you need. It's very hard to do randomized complete block design work in these types of situations, so we keep things simple. But in our 2013 trials, we saw no significant difference between treatments for all of our trials. So in a couple of our trials, we compared a conventional air blast sprayer using BMPs, or best management practices. And by that, I mean it was a calibrated sprayer. The operator turned off the upper nozzles if the trees were lower than where those would shoot, and they turned off the nozzles at the end of the rows. And the Norway plots, we did that comparison, saw 55% reduction in volume. In the pear plots with the rest, we saw 54% reduction in volume. We also compared the sprayer with itself, more or less. So the only parameter was turning the technology on and off, more or less. If it was on, we'd have the variability. If it was off, all of the nozzles would be open and firing, and we saw a 76% reduction in the honey locust plots and a 74% reduction in the third-year pear plots. In 2014, we again looked at pears and rust, comparing the intelligent sprayer and air blast sprayer, again using BMPs. This is a shot of the air blast sprayer, which is a rears air blast sprayer. The plots, again, were roughly similar, but kind of looked different, but they had about the same volume and acreage. We used a presence-absence sampling scheme with the rust. And we also looked at pear softfly on cherries, again, comparing the intelligent sprayer with and without the system turned on, so that would be the only variable, and then comparing that to a conventional air blast sprayer using BMPs. And we had an untreated control, again, a very rare thing in a commercial nursery. Plot sizes were much more uniform in this case, almost a half acre. This is what it looked like at the beginning of the sampling season, very small liner style trees, and by the end of the season, quite a bit taller. So you can see there's a great deal of change in the canopy density out there. Softly overwinters in the, or pupates in the soil, tends to come up and skeletonize the bottom leaves, and we sampled those leaves. And again, we saw no significant difference in efficacy with either our pear the trial with the rust, and we saw a 60% reduction in the spray volume in that trial. And we, with having a control, we did see that we had very good pressure out there to test the system. With the soft flies, we saw a 34% reduction in the spray volume comparing to the conventional sprayer, and a 54% reduction just analyzing the intelligent spray system on and off type of technology. We also looked at, well, this is just a summary. It kind of gives you a feel for the differences that we were seeing, 123 gallons per acre versus 49, for instance, with the pear. In trials in the other states, the volume reduction has been from 43 to 80%. So it's pretty consistently large reductions. We also looked at chemical control costs with this and saw 58% reduction in the cost for the pear rust program. We also saw a 32% reduction in the cost compared to the conventional sprayer with the variable rate sprayer, and then another 50% reduction just comparing the intelligent spray system with and without the technology turned on. Very similar with the other trials in the other states, 62% lower cost for scab control on crab apples, and 70% lower for powdery mildew on Emma Lanker plants. So similar efficacy, no difference with aphid trials on crab apples in the other states and potato leafhopper on red maple. So it seems to be very consistent between all the states. This is a shot of our Oregon team. This is a shot of our Ohio team, and Amy Folker in Tennessee up there by herself. So hopefully we have some time for questions. Well, one of the things I liked about working with this team and this PI was that before he even worked with these sprayers with the growers, he worked on calibration, really trying to get growers up to working with that sort of thing. And I think one of the reasons he decided to go with this automation was to minimize the human involvement, because we were trying to get across the notion of tree row volume, going from two-dimensional to three-dimensional, and that seemed to be a real challenge. They could do some of the early math, but it was really tough, especially when they're always in a hurry to do things right. And we've also done workshops, so we've seen a lot of folks aren't even changing nozzles at times. And I have to admit, I'm not an engineer and I don't work with that side. I'm more the biologist looking at the efficacy. But I don't think, from the grower operators that are working with this, I haven't heard that to be a problem. They seem to be fairly comfortable with working with that aspect. Again, everything's similar, flat fan nozzle, so it's not super different from that. The PIs seem to be really good at kind of getting in and making sure people understand that. That has been a problem with this type of a sophisticated of sprayers in the past. Is it going to hold up in the field, and can people handle this? Everybody who has worked with this so far said, we love it. We wish it was commercialized. So far so good. We're happy to say that we have been awarded another 5-year specialty crop research initiative grant, which funded this work to look at retrofits of existing sprayers with this technology. So we think that's going to make it even more accessible. And we'll see how those trials go, but we like what we're seeing.
So let's thank Robin for